Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here. That means you're with Laura.
Mem.
And Michael.
Today we might clip on our helmet.
Pedal some pedals.
And ride a bike. Are you ready, Mini Beanies?
Let's go.
Yes, yes.
I'm riding a bike.
Yes, Michael, what are you doing lying on the floor? Why are you making little circles with your feet in the air?
I'm pedaling.
Pedaling what?
A bike. An air bike.
An air bike?
Look at me!
What is an air bike?
Well, it is basically an imaginary bike. Riding a real bike was too hard.
What was the hardest part?
The pavement.
Oh.
So, if I ride an air bike like this, on the floor, it's easy.
Let me try.
Whee!
But we're not moving.
Yeah.
How's the air bike going?
Not really the same.
I know a story about an air bike. Wanna hear it?
Yes, please.
Once upon a time, a long time ago, back in the olden days, there were two brothers, the Left Brothers, and their names were Albert and Wilbert.
I'm Albert Left.
And I'm Wilbert Left.
Nice to meet you.
Albert and Wilbert wore black bowler hats and had big fluffy moustaches.
Smashing hat, Wilbert.
Stylish moustache, Albert.
The Left Brothers were working on a very special project. Because it was the olden days, lots of things that we use around the world today hadn't been invented yet. There were no TVs.
Wait. What?
Yeah, no TVs and no smartphones.
No smartphones? How did people take photos of their dogs for Instagram?
They didn't. They didn't even have Instagram.
Wow.
That really is the olden days.
They also didn't have planes, which is the special project Albert and Wilbert Left were working on. They wanted to be the first brothers to invent a flying machine and go down in history. Then everyone would know the name, the Left Brothers.
I want to feel the wind in my hair, the sun on my face, and the breeze through my moustache as we fly through the air with all the speed in the world.
Right you are, Albert. Let's get to work, Albert.
Right you are, Wilbert.
To begin a big project, you need to do some research.
Phase one. Research.
Research!
Research is when you look at things, read things, and listen to things to learn. You have to learn everything you possibly can.
We need to know what flies.
Flies fly.
But if we are to build a flying machine that can lift a person, we need to be bigger than a fly.
What's bigger than a fly?
Well, almost everything, Wilbert.
Yeah.
Why don't we research birds?
Quacking idea, Albert.
Shh, let's go.
Oh.
So the Left Brothers went to a quiet, quiet forest to do some bird watching and research how they fly.
Can you see any birds?
No.
Shh.
What?
Shh. If we are going to see any birds, we have to be quiet.
Are you sure?
Yes. Big voices scare birds away.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Do you see any birds?
No.
I know how to get some birds.
Okay. How? How would you get some birds?
I would call them.
Fine. Go ahead. Let's see you call the birds. Let's see all the birds flock to where we are when you call them.
Okay.
Okay.
I will then.
Good. Do it.
Here I go.
Go.
Here, birdie, 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 birdie. Here, birdie.
See? You've scared them all away.
Benny, Benny, Benny! Benny!
Wait! A bird! A bird is here. How did you do that?
Well, birds are far away flying in the sky. So you have to call loudly for them to hear you.
Oh. Well, the bird is here. Let's research it.
The Left Brothers watched the bird carefully. It had two wings on the side, and when the bird flapped its wings, it flew. The bird also had a long tail and two little feet, and the bird was covered in feathers. The Left brothers drew pictures of the birds and wrote down everything they saw so they would remember each little detail.
Oh, look, it's flying away.
Oh, how I long to fly. I want to feel the wind in my hair, the sun on my face, and the breeze through my moustache as we fly through the air with all the speed in the world.
Oh. Right you are, Albert. And we will.
Oh, yes, we will. Oh, yeah. Just about the bird.
See,
like
yes, we have big feathers on there as well. And the beak. I feel like the beak is important about the bird. Yeah.
They were ready for phase two, planning.
Phase two, planning.
Planning!
The Left brothers got a big, big piece of paper and started writing down ideas for their flying machine and sketching up what it could look like.
It needs to have wings.
It needs to have two wings.
Yes, Wilbert, it needs to have two wings.
And feathers.
A tail.
And it needs to flap its wings.
And it needs to have somewhere for us to sit.
We could use pedals to make the wings flap.
Yes, and some wheels on the bottom to get us moving and for landing.
And it will look something like this.
Perfect.
Albert and Wilbert Left held up their drawing to admire their work. It had long, flapping wings that were attached to some bars and cogs. The bars and cogs led to some pedals. And when they pedaled the pedals, the wings would flap up and down. There were wheels on the bottom and somewhere to sit. And the whole machine was covered in feathers.
Oh, Wilbert, I want to feel the wind in my hair, the sun on my face, and the breeze through my moustache
as we fly through the air with all the speed in the world. I know, Albert, and we will.
Will we, Wilbert?
We will.
They were ready for phase three, building.
Phase three, building.
Building!
Right, where does this last nail go?
Right, left.
Right or left?
I just told you.
It goes left?
Right. Left.
What?
You're right. It goes on the left. Listen.
Well, we only have one nail left, so we have to be right.
Well, that can't be right. It's not the last nail left.
It is, see? So it goes on the left, correct?
Right.
Okay.
No. That's not right. It's left.
Well, you do it. It's the last nail left.
Right. Where does it go?
After some confusion about their lefts and rights, the Left brothers finally finished building their flying machine.
It looks wonderful.
Right you are.
Wilbert, we're ready. Tomorrow is the day we feel the wind in our hair, the sun on our face, and the breeze flew our moustaches as we fly through the air with all the speed in the world.
So the brothers were on the final phase of their project, phase four, flight.
Phase four, flight.
Flight!
The Left brothers took their flying machine to the top of a very tall hill. They were ready to fly off the peak and into the air. By pedaling the pedals and flapping the big wings that were attached to them, the Left brothers would soar through the air with the greatest of ease.
Are you ready, brother?
Today is the day the Left brothers make history.
Right.
The brothers snapped on their goggles and pulled their bowler hats down snugly over their ears.
Three.
Two.
One.
Go!
The brothers started to pedal and the big wings flapped and flapped.
Here we go!
The wheels began to turn.
We're moving!
And the brothers looked to the sky ready to take off. But then the wings flew up and away without them.
Wait!
That's not right!
The wings detached from the machine and flew into the air. Caught in the wind, they darted about, out of control.
Oh no!
The brothers were still pedaling, though. As they looked up at the escaped wings, they began to roll, and fast.
Wait!
Oh, no!
The formerly flying machine was gaining speed, rocketing down the hill faster and faster.
No! The wind is in my hair! Go!
I can't see! The sun! It's on my face and in my eyes!
The feathers flew off! And the bars and parts and nails scattered behind them as the formerly flying machine turned into a riding machine.
Oh, my moustache!
We're going way too fast!
Slow down!
I can't!
Look out! They were heading straight for a pond!
Quick, turn left!
Right!
What?
It was too late! The formerly flying machine, now riding machine, crashed into the pond and sank. The brothers swam to shore and lay on the bank of the pond, panting.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Are you?
Yes.
our flying machine. It sunk.
And it didn't fly. All that work for nothing.
Oh, cheer up, Albert. At least we're okay. And, you know, it did kind of feel like flying when the flying machine went down the hill very fast.
Yes, the wind was certainly in our hair.
And the sun was on my face. Well, on my eyes, really.
I felt a strong breeze in my moustache.
And we did speed through the world.
It was kind of fun.
The brothers looked at each other. Now they had the right idea.
Right, let's go.
They dragged their formerly flying machine out of the pond and made a few small adjustments.
No more feathers.
No more wings.
Add some brakes. Which side?
The left.
Right.
And they were ready. They pushed their new machine up to the top of the hill. Albert hopped on the seat and Wilbert on the handlebars. And...
Right.
Whee!
They rode down the hill. They felt the wind in their hair and the sun on their face and the breeze through their moustaches. And they flew slash rode through the air with all the speed in the world. Their amazing invention, the bicycle.
The end.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
And make a picture in your head of...
A bicycle.
What does it look like? Does it have streamers on the handlebars or flames painted on the side?
Cool. What does it sound like? Does the bell ding or does the horn honk?
Honk.
What does it smell like? Clean and fresh or rusty and dusty?
Well done, Mini Beanies. You made
a bicycle.
Now time for a song.
I got a big kid bike.
I got a big kid bike.
That's what I like.
That's what I like.
My helmet on my head.
My helmet on my head.
That's what I said.
That's what I said.
I'm riding on my own at last, so I gotta make sure I pedal fast. And I'm ready, and I'm steady. Let's ride.
I got a big kid bike.
Got a big kid bike. That's what I like.
Wow. Is that really how bicycles were invented? By the Left brothers?
I don't know. I've heard of the Wright brothers before, but not the Left.
Who were the Wright brothers?
Well, they made the first flying machine.
Ah, so they got it right.
Right.
Hello, beanies.
Hi, Professor.
Professor, who invented the bicycle? And how do bicycles work?
Well, that is a tricky question. Bicycles were invented such a long time ago, no one really knows who the inventor was. But most people say it was a man named Pierre Lallement.
Wait, so it wasn't the Leff brothers?
No. That was just a story.
Well, wait, did the Wright brothers still invent the plane, or is that wrong?
That is right. The Wright brothers invented the first plane.
Wow!
Did that plane have pedals like a bike does?
No, it didn't. The Wright brothers were a bit more advanced than that, and that is probably why their plan for the plane was right. Ha ha ha. But pedals are very important for making a bike move along the path.
Why?
Well, when you pedal the pedals on your bicycles, it moves the wheels round and round, and moves you and your bike along.
Ah!
If you pedal at a nice, steady pace, it will keep the bike standing up straight and you on top. If you pedal too slowly and let the bike slow, it will sway and eventually stop or fall.
Ah!
But I don't like going fast. It's scary, and I'm scared to fall.
Oh, Michael, that is okay. It is normal to be a bit nervous when you are learning to ride a bike. But remember, the more you do it, the easier it will be. And soon, you won't be scared.
Oh, okay.
Here is a tip from me. The more you pedal, the better. Pedaling keeps the bike up.
Yeah. And pedaling doesn't mean going super fast.
That's right. You can pedal at a steady pace and move steadily if you don't want to go fast.
Oh.
One more tip. Always wear a helmet.
Yes, Professor Know-It-All. Bye, Professor Know-It-All.
Bye, Mini Beanies.
Maybe you could lie on the floor and ride on an air bike today.
Or pedal, pedal, pedal and ride a real bike. But remember to always wear your helmet.
Bye, Mini Beanies.
Did you enjoy today's podcast, Mini Beanies? Want to know even more about it? You can find all sorts of fun activities like worksheets, colouring, sing and dance along videos and so much more via the links in our show notes. There is even a link to get your own Mini Beanie t-shirts. I got mine. It says Professor Mini Beanie. The Beanies' beautiful tunes were brought to you by The Beanies and the magnificent music wizard, James Court.